It's the season finale of Total Bellas. Daniel Bryan has returned to WWE and Nikki and John are no more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to AfterBuzz TV Total Bellas After Show. I'm your host, Anissa Barr, and to my lovely left, it is...
Hey, everybody. It's Miss Monique Loveless.
And overall, tell me how you felt about the season finale.
The same way I felt about the rest of the show. Like, we're kind of over it at this point.
Over it.
This one was a little bit better because I feel like they did focus a little more, like they shifted it with Daniel Bryan, focusing on him getting back in the emotional, more emotional content of him getting back in the ring. So it was a little bit better because they were able to draw attention away from the whole John and Nikki Bella thing. But that has been all season.
Right. And I remember I read a comment, somebody wrote a comment saying, pretty much saying, this whole season is about Nikki and John. I'm over this season.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to agree. I'm a little over this season. Like, it got to the point where I just didn't, as much as I wanted to watch the show, I felt like I'm like over it. I'd rather watch the highlights on YouTube. I didn't want to watch the whole episode because majority of the time, Nikki did complain about her and John.
She was basically speaking her feelings out loud, which
is fine.
Yeah.
And that's her right, and that's what she can do. But it's called Total Bellas. We didn't get the chance to see a lot of Brie until now. But hey, here we are. And we're going to be able to talk about Brie and Brian.
Right. Finally.
Yeah, finally.
At the final episode.
Just want to let you guys know TK is not here with us today. She is pretty much out partying because it's pretty much her birthday.
Her birthday season. Y'all know she's crazy, by the way. Somebody did. Star Drew said, did TK take back her present? Well, we didn't even get to the point where she could give a present.
No, so. She didn't. Oh, that's true. Yeah. She didn't.
Well, we didn't get to the point where she could even give a present, but
it's okay because next week on Wednesdays, announcing right now, it's going to be Mr. and Mrs. The Miz and Maurice's reality show is going to be on Wednesdays here on AfterBuzz TV at 7 p.m.
Adding
Monique Loveless and as well as TK. So it's me, Michael, TK, and Monique. We're all going to be here. We're all going to talk about Miz and Mrs. If you haven't checked those episodes, we
have
did
you been
one
liking
yesterday.
That show?
Yes.
Yeah, I love Maurice.
Yes. If I just want to give you a quick tip, it feels more real and raw.
Yeah.
And you've seen the episodes,
yeah.
So we'll talk more next week.
Right.
But right now, we're going to talk about Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan has struggled for years about coming back to WWE,
mm-hmm.
wrestling again. He went through so many doctors.
It's been like, what, 3 years?
It felt like 5 years,
yeah.
But pretty much. And all he ever wanted was to be in the ring, show his ability on what he can do. And now he was cleared. He's
mm-hmm.
no longer GM. He's now a WWE superstar. He kicks butt every single Tuesday on SmackDown Live.
Right.
And one part that got him emotional was... He saw a picture of Birdie,
mm-hmm.
watching him wrestle.
Right.
And I thought that was really adorable because Brian is an emotional dude.
He is. He's very in touch with his feelings. He is really in touch with his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. And I love that he had that emotional reaction of having Birdie see him actually get back in the ring. And like he said, I don't think it was this week, but maybe last week when he said he would wrestle until he was 70 if he could.
Yeah.
So her being able to see her father, even though it may not register with her right now, at least she was alive during that moment. So if they have like a playback or he shows her videos, like she gets to experience
exactly
her dad.
And like, especially with technology these days, everyone has a phone, everyone has a camera,
right?
Not back then when we were kids, you have to have that big camera,
right?
Oh my gosh. I mean, even pictures are rare to have. If say whoever your favorite artist was back in the day, you don't have a camera.
Right. I mean,
there's no photo of you out there. It's like, it's rare.
Right.
Some of this stuff
right.
is very rare. For me, I just thought that it was really, really a good take, the fact that...
Yeah, aren't you like a Daniel that. Bryan fan? How
Heck
did you
yeah.
feel?
I...
What was your feeling?
It's so hard to say because for so long, you really... It's like wanting something so bad. And when you get it, you either have no emotion or you do. And I didn't have emotion, and the reason why is because there was a lot of wrestling dirt sheets out there that were saying, he's coming back, he's coming back, it's that. And
so you kind of already knew.
It gave you
a feeling. But the official announcement, did it make you excited?
Well, because what they did was, week prior, it said Daniel Bryan has a big announcement.
Mm-hmm.
That
you already
right
knew
there.
What it was.
Exactly. Yeah. And then at the moment, he was in the ring, and one of the... WWE superstars were pretty much provoking him, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden he's in the ring in his general manager suit beating this guy up. So right then and there, it shows a little official,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But I mean, it makes me believe that I can actually watch Daniel Bryan wrestle again in person. So that's,
right.
it's always great. But
have you seen him before in person?
Have I seen him wrestle in
yeah.
person? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Even before WWE.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But moving on, what another topic I want to talk about is that the Bella Twins did this really, really nice celebration for him. They went out to dinner.
They did.
They had the yes balloons. And they brought out the cake.
They did.
And
that
they did
was
their
really nice.
Hip hip hooray chant. Would you ever do that for somebody?
Of course. Like... Why not? I mean, he's really gone through a lot. Not only we saw his journey, which was really actually cool to me because, like I said, I don't actually watch wrestling, but I love these shows and I love to see their, you know, when I do see clips, I love to see their personalities in the ring to the personalities on camera. And he, through these 3 years, he went through a lot of emotional stuff. He went through depression, mm-hmm. you know, then they had a baby. Mm-hmm. So he got to become a dad. Like, he went through a lot of things. So of course he needs to be celebrated. Like, I love that Brie really stands by her man and is like, you know, this is not... Like he said, she motivates him. This is not going to stop you. Look at who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, don't let this stop you because you want to be in the ring. Get back in there. Do whatever it takes to get back in there. She's still by his side this whole entire time. And it's hard. Like, y'all tell me in the chat, but it's hard to deal with people who are depressed.
Yeah.
It's difficult. It's very difficult to deal with somebody who is depressed because mm-hmm. you want to be there for them, but at the same time they need their space and you're like, but I just want to be here for you.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was good. It was a good journey.
It was. And I think this show goes to show if Daniel Bryan can overcome this, he had concussions, a neck injury, as
right.
well as multiple brain, I could be wrong, but some other stuff in his brain, if he can overcome those odds, other athletes can overcome those odds, especially, you know, Paige, who is not, unfortunately, not wrestling at the moment, of her neck, she could come back, you know, Natty's husband, TJ, mm-hmm. we saw that in Total Bellas,
mm-hmm.
Total Divas. I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
He could come back and Russell maybe one day.
Right.
So there's a lot of hope, but at the same time, there is a fine line on who gets to, you know, if this really can actually happen for other
right.
people.
Right. We have Canary Productions in the chat said they want to see Brian and Brie as a mixed tag.
Ooh. That'd be so fun to watch. But then again, will they return?
Who?
The Bella Twins.
I think they will. Every now and then.
So
every now and then, I feel like for bigger matches, yes.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if you've heard, but the WWE Women's Evolution pay-per-view is going to be out in October, so that they'll probably end up doing, you know, something with that.
Right.
It's not a surprise. That makes sense. But I do believe, hey, if they do become a tag team, that'd be really cool.
Right, a mixed tag.
A mixed tag.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. If you have any more questions in the chat, please, come on.
Right.
Let us know. So moving
By the way, we love you guys. We love our fans. You guys are real. Like,
they're not fans, they're friends.
They're right. They're real. We love you guys. We love you guys. So thank you for being in our chat.
So one part I want to mention of this is they're all out at WrestleMania. They're showing the Hall of Fame. Actually, shout out to Gabby Lauren, who is here for SmackDown Live After Buzz. She was on Total Bellas. You see a little glimpse of her on the red carpet. You see John and Nikki together.
Maria was in this episode,
Maria
too.
Was in this episode as well. She was interviewing Brie and Brian.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I don't like about them showing WrestleMania on Total Bellas, they don't show it on Total Divas because we don't get to see the other women experience at WrestleMania weekend, because last year they didn't show WrestleMania on Total Divas.
They might show it, but I feel like they only showed it because of Brian, though. That was a big that's a big thing for him.
I
feel like that was the only reason why they showed, to give him that solo moment,
right?
Because it was really just about him, mm-hmm, in that solo moment. So I felt it was okay.
So they're out in New Orleans partying it up as usual. Well, I don't know if they're really partying it up, but from what we saw, we went out to lunch, dinner, and Brian and Brie, they still have the nanny,
mm-hmm,
because they went out to dinner, but it looked like they went out to lunch because it was daytime.
Right.
And Brie just keeps blowing up her phone, and Dana was like, hey, if you did that to her, she would have been totally upset with you.
Yeah, he did. By the way,
yes.
Star Drew said that the Bellas will be at the Evolution. Will be in the Evolution.
Well, but at the same time, what are they going to do? We don't know yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Because maybe a tag team match, maybe? Who knows?
I'm not sure. I may watch.
You got to watch. So they're out and about enjoying their lunch. I want to call it lunch because if you're at dinner, you're at dinner, and that's at nighttime. And Nikki just pretty much blows up her phone. All of a sudden, she gets text message saying, oh, me and John officially broke up.
Yes.
It's official, guys.
It's official again.
So now I'm confused.
Is it really ever really official for them?
I'm not even sure if it's a real relationship at this point. I'm just confused because
I feel so high school with this situation.
Explain.
Like, you know, in high school, how you break up with your boyfriend because you're mad at him, and then y'all get back together, and then you break up again, and then y'all get back together, and then y'all break up again, and then y'all get back together. Like, to me, that's so high school.
Right.
Like, as a grown person, I feel like maybe 1 to 2 breakups is fine, and then you know to move on, mm-hmm, after three times a charm. So, I don't know. It just feels very high schoolish to me.
Yeah, I don't...
At this point.
At this point, well, when she announced it on the TV, you know, on Total Bellas, mm-hmm, that they officially broke up, we're like, okay, and then... And then the news broke out that last week about it.
Right. Then about her moving, officially moving out. The way PR did this was not good. We were talking about, me and TK was talking about this last week. I feel like PR should have kept a lot of their stuff quiet as of what they're doing right now, so that we could get through the show. And it's kind of like the Kardashians. Like, something big will happen, but they'll keep all the details quiet until the show and make sure you watch the show before and get all your answers through the show before you start letting everything else out.
Right.
Like, I feel like, there's some big things happening, but PR should have kept that quiet until the show ended. Because now it's like a whole bunch of back and forth. You don't know if they're together, if they're not together.
And then we're not even sure if this is related to the Total Bella show.
Right, so
this is all confusing.
Or to lead into whatever happens which will be my predictions of what happens next season. You know, so.
And exactly, because the first two episodes, the ratings were down.
Yeah, the ratings were
down. Because they did that stunt.
Yeah, because it was just like, okay, we already know what's going on. We already know what they're going to talk about the whole entire time. Like, mm-hmm. even a lot of people in the chat are talking about how this season was just a drag because we already knew what was going on. You don't need to watch a whole hour of a show to see what's going on mm-hmm. now because you get a glimpse of it just right in the news. So PR should have made sure that they kept everything quiet until the show was over mm-hmm. and then let the big news kind of come out.
Do you think because the Bella Twins are executive producers on the show, they had something to do with it?
No, I feel like this is all PR.
Okay.
This is because all like how total, PR did
Total
did
Divas, we I'm not hearing anything right now.
Exactly,
what's going
on. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But they're also executive producers of that too.
Right. But to an extent.
But an executive producer, I feel like they have the connection with E and the WWE.
Do you think they
enough.
Just throw that name out there?
No. WWE don't need to throw a name out there.
Just for them to be like, oh, she's just an executive producer, but she's not really doing it? Or they're not really doing it?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay, because on Miz and Maryse, they have a producer that works for WWE. Yeah. And so that's why I'm asking, because he's a executive producer for Miz and Maryse.
I mean, you could have different executive producers. Executive producers can be a lot of things. Like, right. they could put just money into it.
Maybe that's what
the
they're
show.
Doing. Maybe that's
yeah,
what they're
they,
doing.
They could just put money behind it and not have much to say about, like, Total Divas. Uh-huh. But I think they have not creative control, but I feel like they have the input into Total Bellas. Mm-hmm. But PR is a totally different thing. Like, so when it comes to their PR just didn't do a good job at doing it the Kardashian way, which is better because it's going to get your show more viewers because they want to know. Like, they could have said, you know, John Cena and Nikki broke up and then everybody would have watched the show. But instead they have said this is that and the other, did interviews and then they kept
putting out more information during the whole season.
Exactly, which we already knew.
Exactly. And, like, I understand there's a lot of hardcore Bella Nikki fans out there, and they're all crying upset about this situation. And I see it online, and it's like, you guys gotta understand what is, I hate to say this real. Word, but what's real and
what's not.
Because we are talking about wrestling, so I don't like to use those words. But overall,
Joseph said that Nikki is PR for both Total Bellas and Total Divas.
Well, she's doing pretty well for Total Divas, and you got to do a little well on your own show.
Yeah. I don't think.
These are just our opinions, you guys. I'm sorry?
Right. I don't think she is, though. Because when she talked to her PR person to let them. Because when the PR person called her to let her know that the story was about to break, that they had broken up.
Oh, really?
The first time. Yeah, it was on the, like, episode 3 or 4 when they had broken up and the first time they had to let people know.
Okay.
The PR people called her and said that the story was about to break. I hope that she's not. And if she is, she needs to get a real PR person because this actually didn't raise the type of questions I think they wanted to raise. Mm-hmm. I think this just made people confused. And it's like, okay, if I'm too confused, I'm over it. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
I think that's kind of what happened.
I have a little quick question for you. When you see Nikki and John out in, like, on TMZ, on E!, on magazines, do you consider them as celebrities like any other celebrity? Or do you see them as...
Well, there are calibers of celebrities.
Right, but, like, I mean, I don't care if you're A-list, D-list. I don't care what kind of list you're on. You're a celebrity. You're on national TV, movies, whatever, music. Mm-hmm. You're in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
What does it feel weird to see them on magazines and TMZ and E?
No, because
all these websites?
No, because I started out with Total Divas, Total Bellas. Like, I didn't start out with the WWE.
Right.
So it's not weird
That's
for
why
me.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, no, it's not weird for me. So sometimes it's weird for me to see them in the ring, which is funny.
Right.
Yeah. So sometimes it's weird for me to see them in like the ring.
Yeah.
But it's not weird for me to see them on like magazine covers or anything like that, or to see John in a movie.
Well, no, that's not weird for me because he's been in movies since I was like 14.
Is it weird for you to see them on magazines?
Yeah, and it's like you don't belong there. You don't belong. You belong on wrestling websites and community.
But they have to make other livings besides.
Well, besides Miz and Maryse, because Miz and Maryse are great. But
I think John and Nikki are great. They're great too.
But they're just so confusing.
They are, and that's that's what frustrates everyone.
Do you think John has a part of this show too? Like behind, like some way probably tells Nikki?
No.
No?
No. He doesn't have time for it. He doesn't have time for it.
Well, that's true. If he doesn't have time to go,
he doesn't have time for
cake tasting. He doesn't have. That's another thing in this episode. They didn't even, like,
she took like, Brie cake, to cake tasting cake by tasting herself.
And the venue. I'm just like, oh my gosh. So I don't know if it's. See, now, and that's another thing that's confusing. Are they making John like this, or is he really like this? Are they editing him to the point where he's the bad guy of the show, and he doesn't want to show up? He doesn't want to do any of this?
No, I think he's just really busy. Like, he's really busy, and he wants to try to make Nikki happy now, but he's really busy, and she doesn't have Dancing with the Stars or wrestling right now, so she's not as busy.
Well, I mean, she has a clothing line.
Yeah, she has Bella Radici, has anybody else gone onto their website and they're not up? No, they're not like,
what do you mean?
You can't order or anything?
I don't know, but we're going to go to the news because Brie posted something.
She posted something about Bella Radici?
Yes, but we'll talk about it in the news.
Right, we'll talk about that in news.
But yeah, that is a little confusing.
Yeah, like I went to their site and you can't order anything. It just has a sign up, like a sign up. Gabby McCoy agrees. She said she thinks that they're editing him like this.
See, girl.
Gabby McCoy. I don't think so.
No?
No, not at all.
Well, we do have a little reader that yes. Want to continue.
So, hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve the television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button down below right now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us to be the ESPN of TV talk.
Woohoo!
Yay!
So shout out to everybody.
Yes, and make sure you guys tune in. I mean, make sure you guys go on our iTunes and give us five, not 10, but 5 stars.
Comment. Also comment here. Subscribe to us. And I actually do read the comments, but sometimes there's like no comments until like the end of the week, which is totally cool. You're still commenting. And
right. I usually reply back. Chat,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to move on to news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
What's your news about Bella Radici?
Oh, yeah. So Brie posted a new wine. That's probably going to coming out soon. I don't know.
But
I don't,
it's not Bella Radici?
It is Bella Radici.
Oh.
But it's a new flavor.
I don't know. All
it
I know
with a C. I don't know.
Is that you can't go onto their website and order. So how do you get Bella Radici?
Maybe they're just fixing it because so many people are buying it. It probably crashed down.
If somebody in the chat could tell us, because it just has like a sign up thing. It doesn't have where you could order anything. So I'm not sure how that's
working.
Are
you sure you're going to the right website?
Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
We'll check it out. I mean, other than that, that's my news. What's your news?
So, my great news is that, first of all, Forbes reports that it looks like Nikki and John are actually done for good. Like, permanently.
Dunzo.
Is that true? Can that be true?
I'm not. Is that true? I mean, we're all going to have to see till Total Divas.
Do you think it's true? I don't think they'll show it on Total Divas. I'll tell you my predictions for next season, but
I feel that, I don't, I mean, for her, it's great because she could probably just live the single life for a little bit. John can live the single life. Single life.
I feel like John will move on, though.
Yeah, I think so.
John will, like, permanently. Do you think he'll move on
quicker than she will?
Yeah, I think he will.
Do you think she'll go back to Dolph Ziggler?
Oh, no. 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 When he, like, approached her, she seemed really disgusted by him.
He's actually a really nice guy.
But she seemed, like, so disgusted by him. She was like, no.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's somebody out there. I remember watching their, they did a, they did, what did they do? They, on their YouTube page, they did a throwback of them doing the Total Diva search. Mm-hmm. And, it goes to show that Nikki, in their casting call, Nikki said she likes muscular men.
Of course.
So, well, I mean, I guess. So, I guess she'll probably find another wrestler.
I mean, she's around muscular men, so clearly she likes muscular men.
Well, not all of them are muscular, but
majority of them are.
Not really.
The ones that they show on TV are.
Which ones?
I don't know their names exactly, but when they show them in Total Divas, they all be, like, muscular guys.
Like, well, I mean, a few, but not all of them.
They're, like, I don't know. I'll have to look that one up, because the ones that they show on Total Divas, I feel like, are pretty muscular.
Like Titus O'Neil, like the tall one?
I don't know who that is. I'll know everybody, guys. I will know everybody by next. By Total last Divas.
Time. You said that last time.
I'll know everybody by Total Divas. Okay. Also, this season's finale was actually up in viewers from last week's. So this week got 617,000, and last week got 610,000 people. And this season actually got 6.3 million viewers, and that's pretty much up from last season. It's over 3 million viewers from last season. Last season got 4.7 million, and the first season got 3.8 million.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe because obviously the ratings really went down because of the whole.
Yeah, the whole thing. PR and confusion.
The
fact
that the Daniel Bryan situation, everyone wants to see that, wants to see behind the scenes.
I feel like that's actually why this episode actually went up from last week. Because last week they mentioned him. He mentioned, you know, a little, like, I'm cleared. But this actually started out with him. This episode actually started out with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people wanted to watch that, too.
Yeah,
so.
Totally.
Yeah, so now we kind of know we need to be in there PRing, because now we know what we want to watch.
Do you have any more news?
No, that's actually the end of my news, wrapping it up for this season. My gosh.
Well, do you have a shady moment?
Yeah. Share your shade. Our shady, you know, it's total shade time. TK,
total shade time.
TK is not here, so we haven't got much shade tonight, but.
No, but I mean, it's the season finale. We're going all over the place. And you know what? And we're glad you're still here in the chat. If you still have any more questions, we have a few minutes left. Ask some more questions. Give us your thoughts. My shady moment was.
Oh, I'm laughing because Gabby McCoy says Monique needs a WWE boyfriend. I probably do. Me and TK are trying to work that out with Trin.
You don't need a WWE boyfriend. You need a wrestler. There's multiple out here. I could take you to
a real one. No, I wouldn't.
Wait, you want a WWE superstar that makes money?
Yes.
These are indie guys make money too.
Oh, how, like six figures and above?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll let you know. But see, you have to remember. You have to know that's there's more than just WWE out there. There's Impact, Lucha Underground.
I don't know that.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
I don't think I want that.
No, but there's... Oh my god!
I don't think I want that.
That's that.
That was a shady moment.
Good job, Jonathan. Good job.
So what was one of your shadiest moments?
My shadiest moment was when they're all sitting down at New Orleans and they're all wearing the Daniel Bryan shirt, mm-hmm. and they're telling Nikki, why don't you have a shirt? She goes, I want to show my breasts.
Oh, she's she's always trying to show her boobs. I get it, though. I love showing my girls, too, so I totally understand. I think
I don't, but all right.
I do. Like, if you have them, flaunt them. I mean, people go under the needle to get these, so. I have them naturally, so I'm going to flaunt them. But I think my shadiest moment is basically when John was not at that cake tasting.
No?
I know he had to work. I'm sorry, but when he was not at... Basically, none of the wedding. They showed him not being at none of the wedding. Stuff helping.
I really think John just does not want to get married. I think he just said all this stuff.
Really?
My other shady moment.
I think he wanted to be married, but he don't want to have kids.
Right. My other shady moment is when John posted that stuff on Twitter, and the mom and Mama Bella was like, "Oh, John posted this on Twitter," and Nikki was reading it, mm-hmm. and it was about their relationship.
John actually goes really public with their relationship stuff.
Since he's a private man.
Yes, for him to be so private.
Right. So let's move on a little bit to our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So... Total Divas is coming out in September, but right now we're doing Ms. and Mrs., but like I said, if you want to watch a Ms. and Mrs. show and us, we're going to be here.
Come and watch on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Ms. and Mrs. My bad.
That's what she said. And Total Divas, I don't like this damn name. Total Bellas, Total Divas. It's so confusing. So Total Divas, September. What, yes, and you saw the promo.
I did. I'm super excited.
What are your thoughts? What do you predict? I have one issue about this.
Well, dang. Okay. So, Paige is coming back, right? Yes. Yeah. So, Paige is coming back, which I'm interested in seeing because I'm not a Paige fan. I'm not. Y'all may like her in the ring. I'm sorry, but I'm not a fan of Paige. I don't like her.
Can I explain why?
She's just... her personality is annoying. I think it might be because she's a little bit younger. I don't know.
She's my
maybe
age.
Maybe she'll be a little different now that she went through a little something. I don't know. She was just super annoying. But I'm excited for Total Divas to come on.
Man, that's a shade moment right there. So... So Carmella's not coming back. I'm very sad because I love her to death. Alexa Bliss, I'm assuming, is not coming back. That's what I read. Who else is it?
I didn't see neither one of them on the preview.
Nia Jax is coming back.
I think she was in the preview.
Nia Jax, Lana, Natty, the Bella Twins, Paige. Maryse is not returning. And then,
oh, she's not going to return?
No, well, because she's doing the show and she has a baby and all that stuff. But I did read reports months ago that Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose, which are wrestlers, but Sonya Deville used to work for AfterBuzz TV years ago.
Oh, okay.
And they might be the next people on this season's Total Divas. But, of course, Naomi's returning.
Paige.
Yep. So...
Is Rosa ever going to return?
No. She doesn't work for WWE.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They should have the WWE Afterlife or after something with, like, Rosa and, like, Eva Marie and...
Well, Eva Marie changed her hair to purple.
Yeah, but that don't mean nothing.
No, I'm just throwing it out there.
She's still Eva Marie. She's still after the WWE.
Yeah, but I think... Eva Marie just wants to separate herself from that.
I think she does too, but it would be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in theory.
Well, if you want to follow her life, just follow her on Instagram and YouTube.
Alexa Bliss, Carmella, and Maurice aren't coming back. Thank you, Joseph, for letting us know.
Thank you.
Nia is coming back. Thank you again, Nia.
It's okay.
Nia is coming back.
And Alana's returning, is coming back too.
Well, of course she is. She helps make the show a little bit interesting.
Wait. Oh, okay.
Especially for Natty's storyline, because Natty. Dang, can we get Beef Supreme back who shades Natty to death? Roger.
I think that this season's going to be really good. They showed a lot of them on at Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
Because they were at Lake Tahoe at one point.
Yeah, they do these trips now.
They do a lot of trips.
To try to do more, like, girl interaction stuff.
Right. And I think this season, they didn't show a lot enough to the point where we can guess what it is.
They didn't.
But I think within time, they're going to show the drama. They're going to show...
Yeah, I hope they go more into Nia, right? Nia mm-hmm. and whoever else comes on, because they didn't really do much with Carmella mm-hmm. or anything.
No.
So I felt like they should have maybe brought her back on to give her more of a chance
mm-hmm.
and maybe even Alexa, but who knows what went on with contracts.
So let us know in the comments below what you think is going to happen on Total Divas next season in September. But one more before we go. What do you think? Are we going to have a next season for Total Bellas, season 4?
I feel like they're going to try out another season with Total Bellas. And let me tell you, this is what I predict. It's on camera. It's right here, y'all, when it comes.
How you doing?
Let me tell you, we're going to need to do a press release.
Okay.
This is what's going to happen.
Okay.
Nikki and John are going to be back together, and they're going to have a finale wedding episode.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
They should just have a special one. Why have a
season? Well, they can, or they can have a season finale wedding episode. Either way it goes.
But what's going to happen? Season 4 then?
They're going to show John and Nikki getting back together.
What about Bri and Brian?
Well, I mean, how they showed them this time.
So upset the fact that they didn't show Bri and Brian this season.
Well, I was, because this season was not about love. I don't know, because this season was all about a breakup. Like, a breakup is good to cover, like, one episode. Two episodes, maybe, if you want to kind of draw it out. But there was so much confusion behind it. It's kind of like you get over it and you want to just see something else. And Bri and Brian are something else. So I'm feeling like, yes, they'll show them, but Bri and Brian are set. Oh, and if they come back, maybe we'll get a pregnancy from Bri, because, you know, she wants to try to get pregnant in 2019.
Yeah, but then that means she can't do the Women's Evolution.
Well, we ain't worried about all that.
You were worried about it when you wanted them to return.
Well, I do want them to return, but she can still. What if she gets pregnant during taping?
You can't. If they find out you're pregnant, you cannot go in the ring.
Well, not Evolution. I'm talking about during taping for Total Bellas. Like, what if it's the last episode? And she's like, we're pregnant.
They could be filming right now.
No, they're not.
You never know.
No, they're not.
You never know.
They're not. They would have, according to their PR, they would have already announced all of that.
Well, that was a lot of shade. So, overall, what are your thoughts in the comments below about Total Bellas this final season, as well as your predictions for next season, if there's going to be a next season? For me, I don't know.
You don't think there'll be a next season?
I don't know. But if there is, just make it a special of them getting married and then be done with it. Because I feel like there's no more story to tell
with them.
With the Bella twins anymore.
Yeah, that could be true.
You know.
Maybe if they have more family involved, maybe if they look more into like Lauren and JJ and Mama Maybe. Kathy and Johnny and stuff.
Maybe, but I for me, season 4, or just make it special and then just be done with the show. But well, that's just me.
Damn. Okay.
But like I said, give us 5 stars on iTunes, like, subscribe, give us some fun ratings, as well as comment below, give us your thoughts, follow us on social media at AfterBuzzTV. Tell us what you think about Total Divas. What are your predictions on Total Divas? And as well as, please don't forget, next Wednesday here on AfterBuzz TV at 7 p.m., myself, Monique, Michael, and TK will be doing Ms. and Mrs. After Show.
Overall,
Monique, tell everybody where they can find you, and do you have anything else coming up?
Yes, you can find me at Miss Mo Loveless. That's M.S. Mo Loveless. On all social media platforms. Also, make sure you take a look at my website for all your style tips and trips at MoniqueLoveless.com. And I'm on Shades of Blue on Monday at 8 p.m. So make sure you guys tune into that great drama, too.
Yes, and I'm Anissa Barr. You could follow me on social media at Anissa Barr. I'm still doing my fun giveaway. It's a big box of all wrestling stuff.
Oh, yeah.
If you love it, you want it, sign up. You do have to sign up for WrestleCrate in order to get your box, because I will ship it to you for free. Everything's free, 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 because everyone loves free stuff.
It's a lot of goodies, yes, too.
And then if you're in town Thursday, I'll be at Bar Wrestling watching Chelsea Green and Ivelisse battle each other, as well as Chris Wolf, because Chris Wolf was our guest on Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly today. And nice. It's going to be a fun show. Overall, follow me at Anissa Barr, and thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next Wednesday on Mr. and Mrs. Other than that, we'll see you next season on Total Bellas.
And Total Divas.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.